What is the National Organization for Marriage and what you did with them, your position there?
What I did with the National Organization for Marriage was basically to operate their social media and to administer it and to moderate the members and their comments and the language that the supporters used. I did a lot of that. I organized and participated in the summer marriage tour, as you may be aware. I did work with outreach, getting out, trying to grow the NOM's internet team, basically, and trying to find new supporters and new bloggers and things like that, things that would be helpful for NOM's internet outreach.
Okay, and what is NOM? How would you describe it as an organization? What's the purpose?
Okay, officially, the organization presents itself as a organization that is focused on preserving the traditional definition of marriage between a man and a woman. They claim to have widespread support between many people of many different faiths, and you know, that's how I would categorize them from a neutral point of view. And in my own personal opinion, which is not neutral, of course, after my change of heart, I would say that the organization is a small group of fringe Catholics who are hell-bent on pushing their religious doctrine on the rest of society in the advancement of their religious beliefs, who have no regard for the civil rights of all Americans.
And what changed your mind? That's a rather sharp shift.
Well, you know, I'm a conservative, and so I've always been a conservative in terms of being a constitutional conservative. I love the Constitution of this country. I respect it. I'm strict constructionalist. I believe in its literal meaning. You know, I don't like when people make interpretations and stuff like that. I go by what it says, and I like that. And I know, because I do live in Russia, and that's why I'm calling you on Skype, I know what it feels like to live in a country where the government does not respect the civil rights of its citizens, and the government does not respect its own constitution. This, you know, and so that's always been in my mind. You know, as I live in Russia and I've been working against gay and lesbian civil rights, but I just was able to put it together over the last couple months or so, and that was you know, my fault. But I was pretty closed-minded, and I didn't looked at the situation with an open mind and an open heart. But when I organized the summer tour and I proposed the idea to NOM, and NOM picked up on it and they sponsored it and paid for it, you know, that put me in a position where I was able to meet and greet and be confronted with the LGBT community, which I spent the last couple of years going after and attacking and misrepresenting and doing all that kind of stuff. And I had an opportunity to meet them and see who they really are. And they became, you know, real people for me, with real faces, real stories, real families. And I, for the first time, was able to see how negatively my work was affecting them in a real way. And so that's what really was able, that's what really kind of put it together and changed my heart on the issue. And I was able to, over the last 6 months, it was a gradual change over the last 6 months, you know, from after the summer tour to changing my blog from a single issue oriented site on marriage to general conservatism, to coming out and supporting the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell in December. And in January and February, I worked as best as I could to moderate and to get rid of a lot of the homophobia that was widespread on the NOM network, which was actually my network that NOM was using, and to get rid of some of the homophobic members and to open the door to those who had been offended or kicked out or banned from the network by the previous administrators who I had to relieve of their duties. And then confronted with all that and seeing that how the people who support this issue are hateful and the rhetoric that they use was really negative, I put all that together and I was like, this is not right, you know. And as a conservative, I was able to put it together and see that there's a difference between civil marriage and holy marriage, and that's what really put it over the really tipped the balance and made me make a decision that this is not right, and I'm going to come out for marriage equality.
Okay, so let me ask you, you came out against Don't Ask, Don't Tell, I guess you said a couple of months ago. So was there any sort of backlash after that switch?
Yeah, the basically, the people who followed me on the web, they were pretty upset about it. They basically, I'm not speaking about NAM here, but I'm speaking about NAM supporters. They take the position that if you want to protect marriage, you need to stop gay people from basically living. Because whatever they do somehow is going to lead to the next thing, which is going to lead to the next thing, which will eventually lead to same-sex marriage. And so that's what a lot of those people who support NAM are talking about. They're saying, if you support the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, that's going to lead to the next thing, that's going to lead to the next thing, and that's why they want to stop it, like try to nip it in the bud, you know? And when I came out for supporting the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, I asked that question rhetorically in my post. I said, if we're going to use that logic, then how far do we go with it? How far do we restrict the lives of homosexuals just because we want to protect marriage? I mean, that's just not something I believe in at all, and I never did.
So when did you resign from NAM?
I resigned from NAM about 10 minutes prior to the release of the story on Jeremy Cooper's blog.
Okay, and that was on the 8th or the 9th?
It was on the 8th.
That was on the 8th, okay. And what sort of backlash have you been experiencing, if any, online or otherwise?
There have been a handful of negative comments from people who followed me. Not much. And that's mainly because when I did resign, I basically closed down the page that they were all associated with. So the only negative comments that could come were from people from outside that network who came across the story. And there are a couple comments on the page, and they tell me that I should find God, or I should do something like that, or surrender myself to Jesus, things like that. But that's not anything that bothers me. What I'd really like to point out is all the letters and comments that I have received over the last couple of days from the LGBT community and their supporters. They've all been highly supportive, very kind, and it's especially interesting and exciting for me because these people have shown me nothing but kindness over the last couple of days when I'm the one who's been attacking them and going after them for 5 years. And for them to be able to just drop that and come out and be the way that they show the support they have over the last couple of days is really amazing.
Right.
As it goes for NAM, NAM didn't really, I never really had much of an opportunity to speak with Brian about this. He wanted to discuss it, but as soon as the story went out, it started going all over the place, and I got tied up with other things. I haven't been able to talk to Brian about it specifically one-on-one yet. He's the president of the organization.
So you haven't heard from the organization yet?
Well, I haven't spoken to them on a one-on-one basis. Brian emailed me as soon as I sent him my letter of resignation.
Right.
However, I believe that he wasn't aware that there was a news story, immediately ready to go. And so when he responded immediately to my resignation letter, he was unaware of the media attention that was stirring up. And after, I think within the hour, once it became clear that there was a story growing, he stopped trying to contact me.